This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
The reason I've been able to do what I've done is I've left short-term money on the table to have the long-term ownership. You know, it's not super complicated. You know, like in music, like in a lot of things, there's been a lot of times, I mean, I've been offered some really like game-changing, you know, real money to give up things. I mean, I've already been approached to kind of get into that, you know, Shaq Michael Jackson realm where like people are like, yo, I'll just buy out you. And it's like real money. And for me, it's just, I'd rather have far less money, but have creative control. I'm about playing the way I want to play more than, like me chasing buying the Jets is much more fun than when I own them. And yeah. So if you're lucky and or thoughtful, whichever one this is, about realizing, oh, I'm about the game for real. And of course, it'd be nice that there's some good things along the way, but I will never, ever give up being able to play pure for a lot of money up front, because A, I think I'm talented enough to play pure and get more money. It just might take me 40 years instead of 4 or 14. To me, it's been about the incredible lack of, and the reason I talk about patience, and the reason I talk about not keeping up with the Joneses, and the reason I talk about don't listen to other people, is because when your world is quiet, it can be the way you want it. If you want to be good, you copy what's popping, right? Like, it's why so many young women are getting plastic surgery, lips and ass, whatever. If you want to be good, you follow what's working, right? Like, you come out with it, use the same terminology, wear the same clothes, you put out the same stuff, you follow the same process. If you want to be good, you fast follow what's already working, but you have zero originality, which means you've ceilinged yourself. You're in a ceiling now of good.
Yeah.
For me, I'd rather lose and die, but go for great with going with purity and really what I'm about. Like, so many people right now hitting me up and be like, yo, you gotta check off this sports card thing. It's a little corny. I'm like, motherfucker, you're corny. Like I fight back, like you know, like cool kids are like, yo, this is a little corny. I'm like, fucking you're corny, fuck you, I don't listen to you. And by the way, I'm screen shooting this because in 3 years, you're gonna be flexing with LeBron rookies on fucking TikTok and I'm gonna laugh at you because I'm gonna send this out to the world. Like, you have to live in your fucking cocoon.
Yeah, definitely, man. And I feel like
so honestly, the answer to the question is patience.
Patience.
Giving up money. Leaving money on the table every year to make more every decade.
Would you say that's betting on yourself?
I would. I would also say it's happiness. You know, like, I just want to be happy. Like, I'm, bro, the amount of money I've left on the table between my partnership with my dad and my brother, the amount of money I've left on the table out of just kindness, like sometimes writing a check just out of altruism, just want to make that person feel good, knowing I'm going to lose that money. Like, it's just not about the money for me. A, I'm talented enough to make it. I always was. So of course I'm gonna have a different relationship with it than somebody who doesn't know how to make it, who really needs it. So I don't say that lightly, but it's just the truth of my reality, which then stumbled into me realizing, oh, wait a minute, why am I so much happier than all these friends around me that have so much more? Oh, it's because I play for the game and they're playing for the Lambo to show the people because they've got insecurities and they need that Lambo to get the girl or to show the kid that picked on them in sixth grade that look. You know, for me, I'm flexing by being happier than the next person. My big thing is, like, anybody that makes you feel inferior, my big question to that fuckface is, what about you? Like, there is nobody better than me. And I want you to feel that way too.
Yeah, that's what, because I have such a big personality. And the reason, I do a lot of videos, like when I go show houses, but I never show me because of my, like, when I look back at the video, I look back at like all my like twitching and like my voice pausing.
Nah.
And that's like,
It. I mean, nah, I like it. It's unique.
I appreciate that.
It's true. And you have a good, like, graspy voice. It's kind of like that sexy dude. But, like, you got, bro, you are who you are.
No, I appreciate
that. Unfortunately for you, for some people, they can hide it because it's inside. It's in their brain. Yeah. It's in their stomach. You know, it's their religion, but you didn't know. They don't look the part. Bro, you can't hide it.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are we doing here? If you can't hide it, own it. Put it on a pedestal. And by the way, you got a responsibility, bro. Just like I did. I had such mental happiness. I was like, fuck. I like subconsciously got into the world that Kat wrote the poem about. I'm like, I have to give. Bro, there are little boys and girls right now that have the same thing that you have. They need you.
Damn, I didn't even think about it like that. You're so stuck bro. in your own like tunnel vision. Shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
You want to feel real good? Get that first DM from the girl in fourth grade from TikTok that's like, you're my hero because you look so confident with yours that it made me feel better today. And I walked into school and I told those fucking girls, fuck you. You want to really get high? You know what feels way better than selling a big home for a big commission? Having a fucking child email you and tell you that you made their life better.
That's 100%. Because I mean, I didn't even know what I had. What's funny is I found out I had Tourette's because I watched an MTV show where it's like, I'm living with this. And it was like, I'm living with Tourette's. And I was like, oh, and this was me in middle school. And I was like, oh crap, like I have that. And I didn't even know that because it wasn't like nothing mainstream. Like now, thank God, 2020, mental health is very discussed. But that wasn't discussed when I was like 14 years old.
I know. Bro, you won. Most people work their whole life to have something unique. You were gifted it. Stop thinking it's bad. It's fucking good. I'm being serious. I think it's cool.
No, I know you are.
I'm like sitting here like, man, I wish I had that shit. I'd fucking be like, everybody would know me because it's unique.
What? I try to see in that perspective. I definitely do.
It's like being like you didn't do shit to have this. I love when pretty people walk around like they did something. Your parents had sex at the right moment. They happen to be good looking. Like, what the fuck did you do? The fuck are you walking around here like you're somebody? You didn't do shit. You fucking got lucky. I gotta be fair. Slash, you ate right. You worked out. Like, you know, I didn't like the word luck because I was just thinking, I'm like, it's not true. A lot of people are born with the right kind of stuff, but like they didn't put in the work. I look better than I did fucking 7 to 9 years ago. Like, I get it. Like, so nonetheless, where I'm going with that is you need to use this moment in your life. I'm so happy we're here at such a young age. Bro, it's fucking good.
Yeah. I try to, for what I know, the next person wants to go on. I always say when opportunity, you know, meets it, like luck is basically when you get the opportunity. Again, there's something. So like you said, with these small houses, like I literally take anybody who needs help with real estate. I do, like nothing's too small or too big for me. And like I said, I hope anybody watching can know that you could be in a field, like literally I deal with people every day and not let, like I don't let it stop me. I'm hungry. So I just hope that everybody is seeing this.
I think like everybody, including myself, we all need perspective tweaks all the time. I think that's what I'm good at, perspective tweaks. I think you leave here and say, man, Gary Vee might be right. This might be a unique thing that people think is cool. Of course, there'll be a lot of people that are like, nah, but they're gonna be nah anyway. You can't hide, yeah. And then you show up, and like, you're wasting your time by not putting yourself out there. You're trying to hide it, then they come, fucking half of them are like, nah, I'm out, and now you feel bad twice. Just put it out in front. That's what I do. There's a lot of people that don't want to do business with me. I'm too intense. I'm too hardcore. I have too many different perspectives. But I just put it out in front. This way I never see them in the first place. They know what they're getting into when they have a meeting with me. Perspective. You see what I mean? You're wasting time, Sean. You're trying to hide your fucking thing. But then they show up and they don't feel comfortable with it. And that's why you've got half your customers that you could show a house or two to and you didn't close because they quietly wanted to be polite. Like, you know, and just bounce and go somewhere else because they're thrown off by it. Fuck them. Don't even let them come to you. Don't let them come to you, bro.
Damn. Yeah, I can't even, there's no rebuttal. There really is no rebuttal. You're 100% right.
That, and the fact that you can help 55 kids have a much happier life, you got to do, that's why you got to put yourself out there.
My biggest thing is how do I stand out being me in an oversaturated market?
Because by realizing the thing that you're worried about is your fucking strength.
What do you mean?
You stand out naturally, bro. You're tatted up, young as fuck, and have a twitch. Listen real carefully to me right now. That's your strength, not your vulnerability.
Mm. because sometimes I want to take advantage of it, but I don't want to, I guess I don't want to market myself as that. I want to be able to people to see me as,
I get like, that. I'm not asking you to like be like a circus promoter and be like, come and see the freak shit. Like, I'm not talking that shit. You're going to stand out naturally. If you go straight as an arrow, you're already unique and stand out. If you go completely robotic to try to fit in and be respected, you're still gonna stand out. Mm. That's your strength.
So what would you say to, so?
What would I say? I would say, like, no. I would say to put out good information about the market. Half the, 80% of the people are like, I'm not gonna fuck with this guy. He scares me, he looks different. 20% are gonna fucking love you. Like, I would hire you way quicker than I would hire Jane on the fucking bench ad in her fucking suit.
That's,
and then build a book of business. You're 28, you're fucking young. Build a book of business with a 20%. They will become word of mouth and you'll build a business. The punchline of what I'm telling you is, don't overthink your uniqueness and don't underestimate it. It is what it is. You're not gonna change, bro. I was on the floor at a wine store more knowledgeable than 99% of the wine people in America. But because I was 22 and I looked 16, half the people in my store, even though I grew up in that store for 8 years, didn't, literally would look at me and I would say, can I help you? And be like, yeah, where's the wine person? Like, that's me. They're like, yeah, they would walk out.
I mean, that happens. I've had times where like someone who's double my age doesn't know half the knowledge that I know. And like, I'll lose a client because of that. I mean, I'm not gonna say it doesn't get to me sometimes, but I mean, I've learned,
bro,
I mean.
Bro, it got to me every time. Every time a stuck up couple came in and didn't wanna listen to my wine advice and walked out or worked with somebody else, it bothered me every time. I was happy they were doing business with my dad's store, but every time my confidence, my competitiveness was like, yep, let me just drop another drop in this fucking bucket of fucking demolishing the world. Like, it became a motivator. But it never made me, here's the key, and this is the Plinko board of life. Fucking shit hits the fan. Somebody says you suck, somebody picks wine, somebody hires an agent twice your age. Every time that happens, there's only one of two things that people react to. Either they get into a mindset of dwelling and feeling bad for themselves and they think it's an indicator that they suck, or they get fucking motivated and on fire and think it's the other person that sucks. I got lucky that I was number two. I'm trying to get everybody that's in bucket number one over to this number two side.